When it comes to scaling, there are four phases you have to go through in order to truly grow a global company. And in this episode, we talk about all of them, while the fourth will be the most important for you. We all love that sound. But what we love even more is when it becomes the standard. Clean, consistent, every single day. Without losing yourself in a business that looks successful on the outside but feels empty on the inside. This isn't about building something profitable that drains you. This is about building something that lasts. With full body conviction, with presence, with this is exactly where I belong energy. By architecting a brand that holds cult status. A brand that works for you even when you're not pushing, posting or proving. A brand that doesn't convince, it commands. Welcome to Cult Status, the podcast for global coaching leaders and creative visionaries that turn their brands into cult-like companies. I'm Ramona Ochsenbauer, creative director, brand architect, and the woman behind cult-like productions and cinematic brands that turn attention into obsession. You're not here to play safe. You're not here for compromises. You're here to build a world people want to belong to. And to ride the rules as you go. So fasten your seatbelt, because this is where brands stop being content and start becoming culture. When I say scaling, I truly mean scaling. When we have a look at the word scale, when the definition in the dictionary is that something becomes bigger and greater without losing quality. And what I observe so much in this industry is that people think they would scale, but they lose quality in their marketing, in their content, inside their offers, and even worse, in their life, because they don't actually scale. They don't grow something without the loss of quality. They lose so much, especially quality of life, because they scale by putting more of their own energy in it, because they stay stuck in the second of those four phases. And then there are the women who go beyond the second phase. They go to the third phase, and then they get stuck inside of this, which leads to them circling back to the second phase over and over again, jumping from the third to the second and never reaching the fourth. And the fourth phase is the one in which you truly scale, truly grow a global company, truly have or build a brand that does the heavy lifting for you. And this is why we need to talk about this four-phase model, which I developed so that you don't get stuck in either phase two or phase three. But let's start at the beginning. Of course, when we have four phases, we also need to talk about the first one. What is the first one? When we talk about these four phases, about this model, then we have to talk about the beginning of your business. And I'm pretty sure that you get to know this feeling, or that you already know this feeling, and that you recognize yourself in every single of those phases, especially in the first and the second one. And the first one is when you just started your business. You are going into the online space. You are beginner's minded. You have like this feeling of everything is possible. You saw what other people did and you didn't know how they did it. You didn't know about the strategies. You didn't know about how to launch. You didn't know how certain things are made inside this industry. You were even a little bit naive, which was a good thing, because you just could win. You didn't have to lose anything, which is why this first phase feels so magical. You just bold, you are brave, you don't know what you're doing, but you're not that afraid of judgment. You're not afraid of or that afraid of failing, because you didn't experience all the things with the hate or the failed launches or how it might feel when someone is offended by things you say. You didn't experience that yet. And therefore, in this first phase, you are so free. You are in the state of mind that everything is possible. But you are a smart girl. You know that you want to achieve more, and therefore you left this first phase pretty fast, because you know or you knew in order to achieve the things you wanted to achieve, you have to learn how this all works. You needed to know or get to know how the things are created, the results you saw, the income levels, how people achieved these things. And therefore, you dove deep into the strategies. You learned how a launch works. You learned how to sell on Instagram stories. You learned how to create content. You learned how to create a funnel, which was great because as you learned those things, you started to see results because these things are necessary. We need them in order to create something that has the potential to last, in order to create a certain income goal, in order to build a business that has the possibility to scale or to be scaled. And maybe remember that I already said that getting stuck in the second phase is not what we want. But you might think right now that the second phase sounds pretty good because you have all the strategies. You know how things are working. You learn new skills. You learn how to write good messaging, how to use different selling angles on your Instagram stories, how to move people, which is great. But you do this by following a rule book, by doing the things that everyone else is doing. And therefore, there will come this point, and I know you know that point, when you want to break that rules or these rules, when you want to break free, when you don't want to be stuck at a certain income level and want to achieve more, when you want to scale, when you want to move people, when you want to create a culture, when you want to create a movement, when you want to truly impact people. And therefore, you make the step into phase three. You learn how your nervous system works. You learn how to lead yourself. You learn how things are working, not only on the strategic end, but also mental-wise and energy-wise. You learn how to navigate the craziest things that happen when you are a leader, when you lead people, when you lead a movement, when you achieve certain goals, when you talk about your money wins, when you talk about things that are controversial, then when you share your unpopular opinion, and you learn how to be steady in the storm, independent on the things that happen in the outside. You are on your track. You guide yourself through all of this. You learn to make decisions that feel so big that your whole nervous system is on fire, and at the same time you are steady and grounded because you learned how to navigate through that. This is phase three. And also this phase sounds great, right? But also this phase is none we want to be stuck in, because what happens when you get stuck in phase number three is not that you stay in phase number three where you make a good amount of money, where you lead people, have a great community, things seem to work, until they don't. And what most people do then is that they are circling back to phase two, where it was all about the strategies. They go back, they flee back into the things that used to work. They again go more into the strategy. They go more into the details, but not the good ones, but the ones where they go into this overthinking mode of, oh, I need to do this in order to create this kind of launch, in order to sell out my mastermind, I have to create a conversion event because this is what worked last time. And so they go back into this phase of, oh, I need strategy in order to, I need to rely on these structures in order to. And then they go back into this and they do the things. They work with the urgency way. They work with the hype. They try to create momentum. They get stuck again. They create an income level. They create an income ceiling. And then they realize, oh no, I got stuck in the strategies. I was thinking too much inside the strategies. I knew I want to be more free. I know. And then there comes the point where they realize, oh, I got stuck in the strategies again. I have to lead myself better. I have to step into the leadership game even more. I need to calibrate my nervous system in order to hold all these things. And then they go back to phase three or enter phase three again, which is good. But then the exact same thing starts to happen. And they create the circle of phase three, phase two, phase three, phase two, and they never will go to the fourth phase, which is the one we truly want to be in order to grow something that lasts, in order to truly impact people, in order to create a brand that does the heavy lifting for you. Because at the point when you are in phase three, at the point where you realize that you can hold all these things, that you have the capacity, but that you are stuck at a certain income level, don't go back into the strategies you know from phase two. Start creating a world. Start taking yourself out of the equation. Stop making it about you. Because until phase three, your business is too much you-centered. You talk too much about you. You make a launch about you. What you feel, what your emotions are, why you are selling. And while this was good until phase three, we now need you to make your business client-centered. To remove you out of your brand and out of your business. Not because you don't take part in it anymore. You have to, and I know you want to, because you built this thing on purpose. Because out of purpose, you want to create this impact. But as long as your marketing is more about you than about your client, and I don't only talk about the things you're putting out there, I talk about especially about the things, the thought process behind while you're posting it. As long as it is too much about you and your thoughts are too much about yourself, you won't enter phase four. The phase in which your brand does the heavy lifting for you, launches become premieres, high ticket sales become the standard, and you become famous for your work. And the transition from phase three to phase four is exactly what I do with my clients. I work with the women who scaled a great business, who know how to sell, who have built a great community, and know that the strategies that used to work for them don't longer fit their level. The ones who want to create something that lasts, something greater, who don't want to rely on a single launch, but to want to create something, a premiere, a cut-like launch, cut-like productions, that sell out the signature offer, why it sells simultaneously other high-ticket offers, while it strengthens their brand, the ones who want to speak on stages, the ones who want to be invited on podcasts, the ones who want to leave a mark. And this only happens inside phase four. The phase that feels like the first one, where you feel equally free, but make much more money.